Welcome to Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lawrence Butler. Batting second. The designated hitter, Brent Rooker. Batting third. The center fielder, J.J. Bolday. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Seth Brown. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Zach Geloff. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Schumann. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kyle McCann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nick Allen. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, J.P. Sears. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Corey Jolks. Batting second. The center fielder, Luis Robert. Batting third. The left fielder, Andrew Benintendi. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Andrew Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gavin Sheets. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brian Ramos. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lennon Sosa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Corey Lee. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jacob Amaya. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sean Burke. And now, play ball. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Butler strikes out swinging. One out. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rooker strikes out swinging. Two outs. J.J. Bolday is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bolday hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Bolday is safe at second with a double. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Brown is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Corey Jolks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jolks strikes out swinging. One out. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball four. Robert is on with a walk. Andrew Benintendi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Robert, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Robert moves to third. Andrew Benintendi is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Benintendi hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Benintendi is out. Two outs. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Robert scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheets hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. Vaughn scores. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Brian Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Bolday is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Geloff hits a fly ball towards right. Jolks is there to make the catch. One out. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Soderstrom hits a pop-up towards third. Ramos makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Schumann strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Lenin Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sosa hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Corey Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball towards left. Brown makes the catch for the out. One out. Jacob Amaya batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Amaya hits a ground ball towards third. Schumann throws to second to get Sosa. Amaya is on first. Two outs. Corey Jolks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jolks is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolks hits a pop-up towards second. Jeloff makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kyle McCann is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCann hits a pop-up towards second. Sosa makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Allen is safe at second with a double. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Butler is out. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rooker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rooker hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Robert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Robert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robert hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Robert is out. One out. Andrew Benintendi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benintendi is 0 for 1 in the game. Benintendi strikes out swinging. Two outs. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JJ Bleday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bleday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. That is ball 4. Bleday is on with a walk. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ground ball towards short. Amaya has it and steps on second to get the force on Bleday. Brown is on first. One out. Zach Jeloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeloff is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeloff hits a ball towards third. Ramos can't make the play in time. Jeloff gets a base hit. Brown moves to second. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Soderstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderstrom strikes out swinging. Two outs. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Schumann is 0 for 1 in the game. Schumann strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a short pop-up towards second. Jeloff makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Ramos is safe at second with a double. Lenin Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sosa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sosa hits a line drive towards the mound. Sears makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kyle McCann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCann is 0-for-1 in the game. McCann hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McCann is out. One out. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Allen is out. Two outs. Lawrence Butler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Butler is on with a walk. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rooker is 0-for-2 in the game. Rooker hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. Butler scores. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bleday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bleday hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Bleday is safe at second with a double. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ground ball towards first. Sheets fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jacob Amaya is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amaya is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaya hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Amaya is out. One out. Corey Jolks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jolks is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolks hits a fly ball towards right. Butler is there to make the catch. Two outs. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Robert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robert hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Robert is safe at second with a double. Andrew Benintendi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Benintendi is 0-for-2 in the game. Benintendi softly hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Sears covering, and Benintendi is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jared Schuster replaces Sean Burke as pitcher. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Geloff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geloff hits a line drive deep towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. One out. Tyler Nevin pinch hits for Tyler Soderstrom batting 6th. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nevin strikes out swinging. Two outs. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schumann is 0-for-2 in the game. Schumann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Nevin moves from pinch hitter to first baseman. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball towards left. Brown makes the catch for the out. One out. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. McCann makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ramos hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Lenin Sosa is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sosa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sosa hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Corey Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Lee is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kyle McCann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCann is 0-for-2 in the game. McCann hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McCann is out. One out. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Allen is safe at second with a double. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a fly ball towards left. Benintendi makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Prelander Baroa replaces Jared Schuster as pitcher. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rooker hits a line drive towards left center field. Benintendi is there and makes the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Ferguson replaces J.P. Sears as pitcher. Jacob Amaya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaya is 0-for-2 in the game. Amaya hits a fly ball towards center. Baldé makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Jolks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jolks is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolks hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Nevin makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robert hits a pop-up beyond second. Jeloff gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. J.J. Baldé is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baldé is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Baldé strikes out swinging. 1 out. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Zach Jeloff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeloff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeloff hits a fly ball towards left. Benintendi makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. T.J. McFarland replaces Tyler Ferguson as pitcher. Andrew Benintendi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Benintendi is 0-for-3 in the game. Benintendi hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vaughn strikes out swinging. One out. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Baldé is there and makes the catch. 2 outs. Brian Ramos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramos is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Ramos is on with a walk. Benintendi moves to second. Lenin Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sosa is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sosa hits a fly ball towards left. Brown makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Fraser Ellard replaces Prelander Baroa as pitcher. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nevin is 0 for 1 in the game. Nevin hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Robert is there to make the catch. 1 out. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schumann is 0 for 3 in the game. Schumann strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Shea Langeliers pinch hits for Kyle McCann batting 8th. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langeliers hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Allen hits a fly ball towards right. Jolks is there to make the catch. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago.